Happy Monday, HRG, and welcome back to your weekly wake-up call. I am super excited for today's call. I hope you're listening in. For those of you that aren't able to and listen to it later today, I'm just glad that you take some time out of your day to listen in every single week, because there is some important information that you are reminded of in this call. There's some great successes that we share. There's announcements to our contest that we, of course, share here. And there's some great tips and tricks. If you aren't able to get to all your emails or read in all of the Facebook group messages, my goal is to compile the information from those places and put it into this call so you can listen to it while you're getting ready for work, while you're making dinner, while you're, you know, driving to and from. Anytime that you have a little bit of downtime, the goal is to keep this between 30 and 45 minutes. Some weeks are longer than others. Today, it will probably be a little shorter. I've got some great information for you, but we're going to make it short, sweet, and to the point, and I want you to go execute on these things. And I also want you guys to become aware of some of the powerful things that many of you guys did at the end of last week, so we're going to get into that in a minute. But first and foremost, I hope you had a wonderful weekend, and I hope that your Monday is off to a great start and that your Monday morning lead gen kicked some butt, and now you're taking a little break to get extra motivated for the afternoon. So again, welcome to your weekly wake-up call. Remember, every Monday, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, it is always recorded so that you can listen to it if for some reason you're not able to make the live call. Couple of cool things I just wanted to make as far as announcements as we get started. The first thing is Hergenrother Realty Group expansion moved into the number 4 spot in gross commission income in all of Keller Williams expansion in the month of August. And so I just wanted to say congratulations to all of you, because we continue to work our way up, and pretty soon we're going to be in that number 1 spot in a bunch of categories. We're in the top 10 in pretty much every category, but we're moving into the top 5 now in most categories. And it's super fun to see all of your hard work pay off. The one that I care the most about is gross commission income, because that means you guys are all making more money. So to be in that top 5 and to be at number 4 right now is phenomenal. So congratulations, and we'll continue to update you as we, you know, move up in the ranks so that you can use that information on your listing appointments and your buyer presentations in terms of us moving in the top 5 in all of Keller Williams in the country, actually in the world. And then remember, we are also always falling in the last 2 years in the top 30 in the world of all companies, all real estate teams across the world. And again, that's going to be moving up, and we anticipate being in the top 10 in short order. And then, of course, ultimately in that number 1 spot, you are going to be on the number 1 team in the world. There is no doubt about it. And thanks to all of your hard work, you guys are moving into number 1 spots, you know, throughout the country in your local markets. And we are continuing to drive forward to that goal really rapidly as well. So it's always fun being on the winning team, and we're happy to have you on ours. So, okay. Also wanted to congratulate the Hub. All of our Hub members, as you guys know, and leadership, at the bottom of our emails, we have the Hively, where you can click on the smiley face, the kind of neutral face, and then the sad face. And basically, when you click those, or your clients click those, or anybody in our world that gets emails from us clicks one of those, we either get a positive review, a mediocre review, or a poor review. It's always anonymous, and there's an opportunity to provide feedback on the performance. And last week, between all of our leadership and our Hub members, we actually got 16 positive Hive leads, which is phenomenal. Our goal is to get 20 this week. What that means is somebody is going above and beyond to click one of those because they were really impressed with the service that they received. Because people who aren't really impressed or feeling good about that, it aren't going to take the time to click on that. So we're really happy. By the way, this is for all of you. Click on those when something really well goes, you know, in an interaction with somebody of our leadership or our Hub, so that we can celebrate those successes and it reinforces what we're doing. On the flip side, if there's something that didn't go well and you really would like to see a change in, or it just wasn't the best experience, please click on the red button with the sad face. But what I'm going to ask you to do is just know that it is anonymous. You do not need to say who you are, but we would really, really like you to elaborate on why you're unhappy. At least give some feedback on what you wish would have happened or what happened, even if it's just general, because it's hard for us to get better if we don't have that feedback. It's great for us to get those those clicks and that feedback, but if we really don't know where we can improve, it doesn't help all of us. And so I just want to encourage you as you are doing that to make sure that you do put in your feedback and your comments as well. And we are always here to continue to improve. We know we're not perfect. We know no one is, and we are always looking to get better and better. And with your help and your feedback, we can do that. So congratulations to the Hub on the 16 positive Hybly reports, and thanks to all of you who are willing to tell us when we do things great and tell us when we need to improve as well. I also wanted to let you all know that next Thursday, which is October 5th, how is it October already? I can't believe that. At 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, I am doing another All Agent Mastermind on video call on Zoom. So we had our first one a few weeks ago. It was really well attended. We had some great masterminding with agents from across the country. This is for agents within HRG across the country to come and share their successes, their challenges, role play script practice with each other if need be, talk about how to overcome objections, get feedback on the best practices in terms of getting business, and really to be able to take some great things away to their business and learn from each other, build relationships with agents across the country. So next Thursday, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, October 5th, and I'll send an email out about that as well. We will make sure we get it on your calendar, but please save that date and plan to attend. It will be 45 minutes, no longer, because that's when Zoom shuts us off. So just plan to spend 45 minutes with me next Thursday at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. I also wanted to let you guys know that we have a little bit of a different protocol coming down the pipeline. I'm just going to give you a heads up on it now. You're going to get some more information on this, and we're going to help you navigate this in the week ahead and obviously in the future as we continue to just get used to this new protocol. But I wanted to make you all aware that all of your marketing requests are going to be funneled through your CEO in the future. So when you send all of your kind of one-off requests for different collateral or flyers or just anything that you need from our marketing department, we do need that to go through your CEO so that they are aware of what you're doing, so they can help hold you accountable to the results and follow up with it, so that they can help to make sure that your focus is where it needs to be. You guys heard Adam's Power Up today, and I'm going to elaborate on this a little bit more in the last part of this call, in the training part, but I just wanted to bring up to you, you know, it's really easy for all of us to get distracted by shiny objects, to think that there's things that we need to be doing. We need to focus on marketing. We need to focus on getting the right flyers. And at the end of the day, we need to find out, where is our business really coming from? Is it coming from those shiny objects? Is it coming from the collateral? Are we really utilizing the things that we ask for from the marketing department to even get us business? Or is it a way for us to just be distracted from the lead generation we actually need to do that's really going to get us the business? In order for us to succeed, we have to be focused on the lead generation activities that we know are going to give us business. And so all this is just another kind of check and balance for all of you to make sure that you are spending your time appropriately in the places that you are going to reap the most benefits, because you partnered with us and partnered with HRG and partnered with your local team, and you're getting coached by your CEO, and you chose to be in partnership with them because you knew that they would help you grow your business. And we aren't doing our job if we're not keeping you guys focused and we're not supporting you in the best ways possible and holding you accountable to the results from things that you do from a marketing and lead generation perspective. And that's what this is about, is to help you become as efficient as possible to make sure you're doing the right activities, you're focused on the right things, that you are getting a return on your investment. Because by the way, time is worth more than money. You know how much money you could be making if you're working with a client versus working on some of the stuff that actually doesn't get you anywhere. And so we just want to make sure we're holding you guys accountable to it. So all marketing requests, please put them through your CEO. And you're going to want to send them directly to marketing@hergroup.com. Don't send them directly to Kelsey or Aaron. The reason being is those things can kind of get lost in the shuffle as they get a lot of requests. Specifically, items sent to marketing@hergroup.com is where you're going to get the fastest responses, where they're going to be able to manage all of those things in a really efficient way for you. And I know they do a phenomenal job turning things around really, really quickly for you guys. In order to continue that, please make sure that you're sending those off to marketing@hergroup.com, and you're copying your CEO, and it will funnel through your CEO in terms of the things that you're going to have done for you. So just wanted to make you aware that that protocol is going to be happening. We're going to work with you on it. We're going to help you, and it is going to be for your benefit. Please trust us in that, and you are still going to get the items that you need to do your job. It's just a different flow that we're going to move forward with so that we can help you be as successful with it as possible. I also wanted to bring back to you guys a reminder that we all put out there individual listing goals. We committed to a certain number of listings to our teams, to our CEOs, to each other, to our teammates, to our families. We attached a specific goal that we were going to hit, and to that goal, we attached a specific reward. You guys all have another week to make some things happen. You've got plenty of time. The momentum is really going right now, and you have, a number of days here to make things happen and to continue to push towards your goals. If you haven't been focused on it, please go focus on it. See what you can do to transpire the listings and hit the goals that you've committed to, not only yourself and your team members and your CEO, but also to your family members that you told you were going to be achieving a reward when you hit it. Remember, you did that for a reason because you didn't want to let those people down. You wanted to be able to reward yourselves and your family members or those that you were including in that reward. And your focus is you can do anything that you want to do if you put your mind to it, and you have an entire week to do it. So I just wanted to make mention to a couple of people who are turning in, who turned in their goals with their rewards and who had a listing goal and who are getting close to achieving it or making some good headway in it. I just want to say congratulations to them. And we're going to be looking at this again, obviously, next Monday to see who hit what and who's going to be doing some fun things as they achieve their goals and their rewards. So Alicia in Arkansas has two out of her three listings that she had set for her goals. So congratulations, Alicia. Arielle in Kansas City has two of her six, but I know she had a tremendous amount of appointments set just the end of last week when we did the $1,000 challenge. So I'm sure that number is moving up. So congratulations, Arielle, on that. I also wanted to congratulate Joey because the last I looked, he had 10 out of his 15, I think maybe 11 now out of his 15, so that's awesome, and you still have this week to make some things happen, and that was a phenomenal goal, so way to go, way to push forth on your lead gen and make it happen. I also wanted to make mention to Amy Cromer in North Carolina because her goal is already complete. She had set the goal of two listings, and she already hit her two. I believe she's over that now. Next time you're going to have to set your goal higher, Amy, but way to go. That's awesome that you're hitting that and exceeding it, and you still have some time. I also wanted to say congratulations to Erin in our marketing department because she is doing this on a very part-time basis outside of full-time business hours. She had a goal of four listings, and she's already got three, and this is just simply from her talking to people in the evenings and the weekends and networking with her sphere of influence and being purposeful about her branding, which she's going to be bringing a lot of these tips and tricks to you. One of the main reasons she wanted to get out there and just sell a little bit of real estate is so she could understand what you guys are doing, what you go through as a real estate professional, but also what's working in the areas of branding and networking and social media and so forth, so she can bring it to you guys in tools. So that's really super cool. I also wanted to say Reed Ferguson in Wisconsin had three of his five the last I looked, and Jeff Bush in Wisconsin had two of his four goals. So many of you guys are making headway, and again, you have plenty of time. Some of you did a lot of that in just a week's time, so you have another week to make things happen and hit your goals, and I'm super excited to see you guys do it. I also just wanted to say congratulations to the teams right now that are in the lead for listings. And so as of last Friday, Wisconsin is in first place. North Suburban in Minnesota is in second place, and Vermont is in third place for listings. And as far as pendings goes, our Massachusetts team was in first place, North Suburban in Minnesota in second place, and California in third place. So congratulations to all of you who are pushing forward in the listings and pendings for the month. Continue to push forward. You can make a lot of headway here in 1 week, like I said before. So we'll be announcing the winners of that on the next Monday wake-up call. But congratulations to all of you who are turning in pendings and listings and focusing on your goals. So those were some of my updates as we begin today. And now I want to welcome the newest agents to HRG across the country. We're super excited you've chosen to partner with us. We're honored to be in business with you. We're excited to see all of your successes, and we are looking forward to supporting you and your business as you push forward towards your goals in real estate. So I wanted to welcome Jorge and Monica in Miami, Lisa in Connecticut, who's moving into the lead buyer's agent role there, and Todd in our newest location in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, beautiful North Idaho. So welcome to all of you. We are excited to have you partner with our teams across the country. I also wanted to announce our newest CEO in our main location, Portland, Maine. So welcome, Jorge. Jorge O'Farrell is going to be relocating from Portland, Oregon, all the way across country to Portland, Maine, to be our CEO and run our team there. We're super excited to be in business with you, Jorge. You are destined to be in Portland, there's no doubt, and we're excited to see you grow another top team in Portland, Maine, which we know you're going to do. Jorge is going to be with us at Advance. And then he's going to be staying on the East Coast and moving into that Portland, Maine CEO role at that time. So welcome again to all of you. We're excited to have you partner with us and join us. All right, so let's say congratulations to the agents who have closings this week. And remember, this is you guys transforming lives through homeownership. Every single week I say this, and I don't want you to forget. It is what we do at HRG is transform lives through homeownership, not only the lives of our clients and their family members as we help them make the important move that they need to make, but also our own lives and our families' lives and our team members' lives as we succeed together. We're transforming a bunch of lives through homeownership every single time we go to a closing. So congratulations to all of you and your clients this week on your upcoming closings. David Hill has a closing in Massachusetts, Winona in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. John Vandell in North Suburban, Minnesota has three closings this week. He hasn't even been with us that long and three in 1 week. That's awesome. Congratulations. Jeff Bush in Wisconsin has a closing. Amy Cromer in North Carolina has a closing. Dan Preston has two closings in Vermont. Gus in Miami has a closing. And so congratulations to all of you and your clients. We're excited that you were able to get to a successful closing. And thank you for your dedication and commitment to transforming lives through home ownership with HRG. All right, I also wanted to move into a couple more congratulations. So we were tallying up the appointments from all the CEOs. You turned in all of your appointments from last Thursday and Friday to your CEOs, and we're tallying up all of the winners. I know you guys were anxiously awaiting who the winner of the $1,000 contest is going to be. 2 days of focused activities to set appointments equals a $1,000 contest. It's so much fun. And I've got to be honest, just to see you guys corresponding with each other, setting appointments, going outside of your comfort zone, getting outside of the box, finding things to do, having a super short-term focus goal, 2 days, you all did some amazing things. And right now, there's about 20 of you within our organization that are going to make way more than $1,000 because of the appointments that you set. And you did it in 2 days. You came in with extreme focus. You didn't get distracted. You tried different things. You shared your successes. You got momentum going. You worked hard, and you guys reaped the benefits. And so at the end of the day, you all are winners that decided to participate in this, and you just proved to yourself what you could do in a 2-day period of time. I have some ahas about that, and I'm going to share that with you in a minute when I share with you the winner of the $1,000. But before that, I got an email from our CEO and expansion partner in North Carolina, and he wanted me to know that he had Amy on his team, Amy G, there's two Amys on that team, who participated, obviously, in the challenge. She came up with 5 appointments between Thursday and Friday, but she decided that even though the challenge was over, she was going to keep her focus and her momentum going through the weekend, and she ended up coming up with 8 appointments from Thursday through Sunday. 8 appointments. She had all 8 of those appointments come to fruition through Boomtown. All 8 of them. So I just needed you to hear that. She focused, she called, she texted, she was following up with everybody she could. She made it her priority for a 4-day period of time, and she came up with 8 appointments. I can tell you right now that based on Amy's average sell price and how she gets compensated on her team, she just earned herself an opportunity for $20,000+ with those 8 appointments. And that's if a couple of them fall through. That's based on a pretty conservative average sale price. At the end of the day, if she makes somewhere between $15,000 and $25,000, which is realistic because of those 8 appointments, maybe not 8 of them come to fruition immediately, she is a winner in a big way. Just think about that. In 4 days, she was able to come up with an opportunity that, let's just say, brings her even $15,000. If you did that every single month, you guys, just focused enough to get 8 appointments that then come to fruition on a very conservative average sale price, you're making somewhere between $15,000 and $20,000 a month with just some focused activities for 4 days a month. That's if you just did that one day a week and you wanted to make something happen. If you did an initiative like this in your team just once a month and you all came up with appointments like this, you have an opportunity to make $15,000 to $25,000 a month, depending upon what your average sale price is, where you're located, and how many of those 8 appointments come to fruition, right? There's some variables there, and I get it. That's why I'm giving you a range. At the end of the day, you're making over $200,000 annually, and all you had to do is put some focused attention to your lead generation for a few days. That's it, and you're able to make this happen. What would happen if you did this on a regular basis so that your results were like this every single month? It's a game changer. I hope it blows your mind as much as it blows mine, because literally we did an impromptu challenge to you guys and had multiple people come up with 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 appointments in 2 to 4 day time frame, and they're going to make $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 if they can get these appointments all to come to fruition from just a small focused effort. And why don't we do this more on a regular basis? I'm not sure, but I hope it encourages you guys to do it more often. And we're going to do more of these challenges like this. The CEOs and myself are going to come together and throw some money in the pot. And we're going to do this on more of a regular basis so that you all have the opportunity to continue to have these focused, just couple days of focused activity to get massive momentum going, to make yourself a ton of money, but also to win an extra $1,000. We are excited to continue to do that with you guys, because what we see here is if you guys have a short-term goal and something fun to go for, you just focus and you make some things happen, and you guys are going to see the results and want to do it more often as well, I'm sure of it. So I'm super excited for all of that. I just wanted to give you that perspective from a monetary perspective. It's not even about this $1,000, although that was what kind of was fun to motivate you. It's about what you just created in momentum and opportunity for you in your income, and how you could do that on a monthly basis and how it could change your life. So that's awesome. So congratulations, Amy in North Carolina, for focusing throughout that whole weekend and getting your 8 appointments. That's amazing. It's going to bring you many, many benefits for sure. I also wanted to say congratulations to Kelly in North Suburban in Minnesota for her first pending with HRG, and Spencer in Massachusetts for his first listing. I also wanted to say congratulations to Kevin Wagner in the Eden Prairie, Minnesota location for his first pending and first listing in the same week. So congratulations to all of you. Again, remember, if some cool things are going on in your world, share them with us so that I can congratulate and acknowledge you on this call, because it motivates all of us to hear about these successes, and you all have the opportunity to do these things as well. So with that being said, I am going to move into the winner of the $1,000 contest. So interestingly enough, we had a three-way tie. We had a three-way tie, and two of those individuals were from our Arkansas location. Taylor and Danielle both had 6 appointments. Now, this is just, again, remember, between Thursday and Friday at our cutoff time. And then Ariel in Kansas City also had 6. I also want to make a mention to our 2 second place people, Heather in Massachusetts and Amy G in North Carolina, both had 5. So they were tied in second place. So we are going to be taking that $1,000, dividing it amongst the 3 winners. Taylor, Danielle, and Ariel are all going to get $333 cash. But again, really what they're getting is the opportunity to make somewhere between $15,000 and $20,000 with these 6 appointments that they just transpired based on their average sale prices. And so what a huge feat for all of them. Congratulations to Taylor, Danielle, and Ariel for first place in 6 appointments, and to Heather and Amy G for second place with 5 appointments, and to so many of you that came in with 4 appointments, 3 appointments, 2 appointments. Some of you only were able to dedicate one day, and you still came in with a couple of appointments. The bottom line is you were all making more appointments than you have made in a long time in just a short period of time, and it's because you focused, you didn't allow distractions to come in. You did things outside of your comfort zone and outside of the box, and you made things happen. A couple things I wanted to bring up on that. You guys probably saw some of us sharing what was happening. And, you know, there was a tremendous amount of things happening, people doing things that they hadn't done, calling all of their sphere of influence, calling Zillow Make Me Moves, for sale by owners, expired, knocking on doors, reaching out to all their old leads in Boomtown like Amy G did. And she got 8 appointments, you guys, from Boomtown alone in a 4-day period of time. It's crazy. you guys were doing all those things, but a couple of the things I wanted to mention in case you didn't read all of your appointments. Number one was that Joey actually was wearing his name tag out and about. He had a listing appointment standing in a coffee shop line because of his name tag. The lady asked him if he sold real estate because she noticed his name tag. His name was Joey. Her son's name was Joey. They got into a conversation, and he set an appointment and went and listed the house. So he got his first real listing off of simply just his name tag. But what that made me think of, and I mentioned this in the Facebook group, and I just wanted to share it with you guys, is when you're out in public, wear something that's going to be a conversation starter, whether it's apparel, your HRG and Keller Williams apparel, a shirt, a jacket, a hat, whether it's a name tag. If you don't have one, go get one. Make sure that you are present when you're out in public, meaning you're not with your head buried in your phone or talking on the phone or checking your email or on Facebook when you're standing in a line. Instead, see who's around you. Make eye contact. Say hello. Ask them how they're doing. I guarantee you will start having conversations with people, and it's likely that you're going to come up with somebody who may want to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, an opportunity to give your card to them. Huge, huge opportunities out there if you just kind of wear your apparel out in public, do the things that you normally would do, and be present and be proactive in having those conversations, or at least initiating some kind of a conversation or hello, how are you doing, and being engaged in locking eyes with someone so that you have an opportunity to have a conversation. So I just wanted to bring that up. That was one that we had a couple different conversations of, and people were able to get in conversations with people out in the public when they were just doing their daily activities. The other thing is we had multiple people take the idea of calling people that you work with or have worked with that are in the mortgage business. So your loan officers, many of you have more than one that you work with that, you know, that you refer clients to, or maybe that you've worked with because clients have come to you working with them, picking up the phone and calling them and letting them know that you are looking for more clients to work with, and that you will give them your next client that does not have a loan officer already, or for sure get them in there for a second opinion if they're willing to give you the next person that they have that doesn't have a realtor. The three people in our organization that actually did that and went and called multiple loan officers, all three of them got a lead from a loan officer because they just picked up the phone and called and asked for it. Are you picking up the phone and calling and asking for business from your referral partners? You guys assume that they're going to give it to you, and they're not going to. Don't assume that. They're busy. They work with a lot of realtors. They're not thinking about giving you leads. But if you pick up the phone and ask for it, you're very, very likely to get what you ask for, especially from people who are constantly talking to people about getting pre-approved for a mortgage. So get out there and start doing some of these things that you know will work. You're just not making time for them. You're not being purposeful, and you're not doing it. So I just wanted to bring up a couple of those things because we had multiple people have successes on those last week that are something that I think is easy for all of you to do. And then again, just getting into Boomtown, making sure that you're following up, making sure that you're picking up the phone and calling. You guys, I know that people like to do texting, and we say that texting is getting a lot of responses. But at the end of the day, if you've had conversation with anybody in Boomtown, there's nothing that's going to be better than just picking up the phone and talking to somebody, right? Same thing with your sphere of influence. Pick up the phone and say, hey, just thinking about you, wanted to let you know, we're raising money for hurricane victims. We're going to be hopefully raising $50,000 and giving that money away to families in need so they can have a good Christmas after all they've been through. And we're going to allocate a certain amount of money for every transaction that we do. And so I'm just out there telling people about it. If this is something that you have an interest in donating to, if this is something that you know, you want to become involved in, one way you can become involved in it is by letting me know if you know anybody that's looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate. And I really appreciate your referral, and I promise I'll take good care of them. Nothing is going to, you know, do the same thing as just picking up the phone and actually showing your appreciation towards someone, asking for their help, and making that contact via phone. And so those are some things that I know many of you did last week, and that is why you came up with the appointments that you came up with. If you guys have more stories that you would like to share and how you got your appointments, please go into our email and just go to hrg@hergroup.com and send that out. Let's keep each other motivated and ride this wave of momentum you guys have created for the end of last week. So again, I just want to say congratulations to Taylor and Danielle in Arkansas and Arielle in Kansas City for being the winners of $1,000. Collectively, you're going to win $1,000, $333 each. I'm proud of the three of you for your dedication and for 6 appointments. And I also just want to, again, mention Heather in Massachusetts and Amy G in North Carolina for their 5 because they came in at a close second. So, again, you guys, you're making way more than $1,000 on these appointments, and you did it in 2 days. Now just challenge yourself to do this every single month and see what happens to your career when you do that. I'm excited for all of you to have that aha and continue to push forward in this way. So lastly, I just want to bring up a couple of things. If you listened to Adam's Power Up this morning, he basically said, the reality is, you guys, a lot of times as human beings, we try to avoid what we know is going to, what we need to do, which is really the proactive lead generation, picking up the phone and calling our Boomtown leads, following up with everybody in Boomtown, doing our open houses, contacting our sphere, sending our Facebook messages, you know, reaching out to our past clients. These are the things that, you know, door knocking around our new listing. These are the things that we know will get us business. There is no doubt we will get business if we do these activities. And yet something about us as human beings pulls us away from those things and tries to fill our time with things that aren't giving us the benefits, things that we're just asking for to ask for, to try to do just because they're a shiny object, or that might just be, quite frankly, distracting us from doing the lead gen that we're somewhat hesitant to do for whatever reason. And we are here to make sure that you stay focused, just like we did on Thursday and Friday, just like we helped you do, and you guys stay focused and you had huge results from it. Our goal is to move forward and keeping you focused like this on a regular basis so that you don't just have these 6 appointment days when we do these contests, but that you're having them all the time and that you're literally completely changing your life and changing your career and helping people transform their lives through homeownership on a regular basis at a very, very high level, making massive amounts of money so that you can do with it what you want to do. You can achieve your goals. You can help your family members. You can be proud of what you're building. And we know it's possible. So we're here to help you stay focused, help you understand where you need to be spending your time and your money and your efforts. And so during our monthly initiatives, we're going to keep them super focused. We're going to have all of your requests come through the marketing at hergroup.com and through your CEO so that we can keep you focused on the activities and on the results and making sure that you're doing the right things. And I want you guys to know the most successful teams, they are doing a lot of different activities, but they're all going out there and they're making it happen in terms of the lead generation because they know that if they do all of these things on a weekly basis and they're focused on them during their lead gen time, they're going to get results from all different things. And that's what your business is going to, that's when your business is going to be as healthy as it can be, right? So I just wanted to bring up and congratulate the Wisconsin team because they moved into the number one spot in their market center in closed units. And it looks like based on their written pendings, they're going to move into the number one spot in volume as well next month. So they'll be in the number one spot for both units and volume in their market center. And they've been climbing the last 3 months and just doing more and more. And all of them, it's very diversified. All of their agents are selling real estate. All of their agents are going to closings every single month. All of their agents are reaching their fullest potential, but all of their agents are staying focused on lead gen. And I just wanted to give you guys an aha. If you guys are not getting business from a variety of different places, then you need to figure out what lead generation you're not doing that you need to start doing. Because when we look at the Wisconsin team having 90 closed transactions so far this year, it's very balanced. There's about 30 of those coming from online leads. So they are working their Boomtown. They are working their leads coming into that system, you guys. They are following up. They are calling quickly, and they are converting at a high level, and they are using that system on a daily basis. But they also had 12 referrals from other realtors or from lenders because they're picking up the phone and they're asking for this. They had 4 from expired. They had 2 from door knocking. They had 4 from past clients. They had 5 from sign calls and Facebook. They had 23, you guys, from their sphere of influence. What that makes me look at is, holy cow, are they diversified? They are door knocking. They're converting their leads in Boomtown. They're talking to their sphere. They're talking to their past clients. They're talking to their lenders and other realtors outside of their area, and they are getting referrals. And it's because they're doing the activities and they're doing all different kinds of lead gen activities. They're not just focused on one thing. And when we looked at their current listings, it was the exact same thing. When we looked at their current buyers, it was the exact same thing. It was something from everything. And so I want to encourage all of you to not get too comfortable to just do one or two things. Get out there and door knock. Get out there and do open houses. Get out there and talk to your sphere. Get out there and get in Boomtown every single day and follow up quickly and be persistent. Get out there and door knock around your listings because you will get business from every single one of these places. You will build your database. You will have more of a consistent, sustainable business, and you will get into more production. Proof is right here because we have watched this team do it. We have watched the individual agents on this team do it, and together they've gone to the number one spot, and individually they're all doing more business than they ever have before. So we are here to help you stay focused on those things, focus on the activities that are going to bring you business, and to keep those other distractions out. And so moving forward in the next initiatives to come, which you'll get more details on, that's really what we're going to be doing. Everything that we do here at the Hub and at HRG is going to be, and with your CEO, is to hold you accountable to those activities, help you do the most that you can do and be the best that you can be. So we're very, very excited to watch you guys continue to grow, continue to stay focused, continue to reach new levels of success. We just saw what many of you have in you to do in just a two-day period of time. We are excited to see you do more and more of that, and we're here to provide it to you. So get out there this week and use that same focus that you used last Thursday and Friday. Share successes with all of us in HRG at hergroup.com. Let's continue to build out this momentum. We've got 1 week left of this month. Get out there and make your goals and your commitments actually happen so that you can give yourself the reward. You know what to do. You just did it last Thursday and Friday. Just do it this week and see what you're made of. See what you can make happen. And if there's anything that we can do to support you, we are here to do that. And we are excited to hear about your successes and share them with each other to keep each other motivated. Make a difference, you guys. You all have the ability to make a difference in your own lives right here, right now. And we're excited to see you do it. Thanks so much, you guys. I'll see you next time. Remember, every Monday, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time is your HRG Weekly Wake-Up Call. I enjoy having you here, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.